Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is November the 4th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This is what we do every day. We spend some time in the Word of God, allowing His Word to spend some time on us. And oh, how we need that. Well, today is a special day because today is our Friday Friends episode. And on Friday Friends, we have guest readers, kids who listen to the Daily Radio Bible, who do the reading for the day. If you'd like to be one of our readers, email me, let me know, and we'll let you know all that you need to know so that you too can be one of our Friday Friend readers. Today's reader is Abby. Abby, so glad to have you with us today. Thank you for reading God's Word for us. Lead us in God's Word.
Hi, my name is Abby and I'm from Blacksburg, Virginia. And today's passage is from the book of Acts, chapter 21, verses 26 to 40. We are reading from the New Living Translation. Let's jump right in. So Paul went to the temple the next day with the other men. They had already started the purification ritual, so he publicly announced the dates when their vows would end and sacrifices would be offered for each of them. The 7 days were almost ended when some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul in the temple and roused a mob against him. They grabbed him, yelling, "Men of Israel, help us! This is a man who preaches against our people everywhere and tells everybody to disobey the Jewish laws. He speaks against the temple and even defiles this holy place by bringing in Gentiles." For earlier that day, they had seen him in the city with Trophimus, a Gentile from Ephesus, and they assumed Paul had taken him into the temple. The whole city was rocked by these accusations, and a great riot followed. Paul was grabbed and dragged out of the temple, and immediately the gates were closed behind him. As they were trying to kill him, word reached the commander of the Roman regiment that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. He immediately called out to his soldiers and officers and ran down among the crowd. When the mob saw the commander and the troops coming, they stopped beating Paul. Then the commander arrested him and ordered him bound with two chains. He asked the crowd who he was and what he had done. Some shouted one thing and some another. Since he could not find out the truth in all the uproar and confusion, he ordered that Paul be taken to the fortress. As Paul reached the stairs, the mob grew so violent that the soldiers had to lift him to their shoulders to protect him, and the crowd followed behind, shouting, "Kill him! Kill him!" As Paul was about to be taken inside, he said to the commander, "May I have a word with you?" "Do you know Greek?" the commander asked, surprised. "Aren't you the Egyptian who led the rebellion some time ago and took 4,000 members of the assassins out into the desert?" "No," Paul replied. "I am a Jew and a citizen of Tarsus in Cilicia, which is an important city. Please, let me talk to these people." The commander agreed, so Paul stood on the stairs and motioned to the people to be quiet. Soon a deep silence enveloped the crowd, and he addressed them in their own language, Aramaic. Thanks, Hunter. That was fun. Before I go, I'd like to send a shout out to Ben, Matt, Anna, and my dad. Thanks again.
Wow, thanks a lot, Abby. Well, this crowd of people had been trying to kill Paul. He narrowly escaped with his life, but as soon as he had the chance, Paul wanted to speak to the people. Instead of being afraid of the angry crowd, Paul just kept on trying to obey God. Would you be able to stay calm and trust God under such pressure? It would be hard, but God always gives us the strength we need to do whatever it is He wants us to do. This is what Psalm 28, verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust in Him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving." There you have it. We've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. And once again, Abby, I want to thank you. You did a great job. And I want to remind listeners out there, if you want to join our Friday Friends and become a reader for the Daily Radio Bible for Kids, email me and let me know, and we'd love to have you do it. Well, hey, we've done it again. We've spent another day, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow doing the same thing. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be back here. Until that time, you guys go forward in God's joy. Remember this, that you, my friend, are loved. No doubt about it. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You guys take care.